I'm here at the Rice County Fair, where the homegrown Tilt-A-Whirl is as familiar as cheese curds. That spinning, swooping, scream, laugh, and nausea-inducing ride is always a hit. Yet even in the ride's backyard, not everyone knows its origins.
Do you know where Tilt-A-Whirl was invented?
Ohio. Lots of things are invented in Ohio.
Think again.
In Minnesota.
Think again. Close. Even closer.
Austin.
Faribault.
No kidding. I had no idea. Okay. Good to know.
Quick scene change to downtown Faribault. I'm standing in front of a vintage Tilt-A-Whirl car on Central Street. Next to me are two members of the downtown council who did the hard work to put it here.
Faribault is the birthplace of the Tilt-A-Whirl.
That's Tammy Schluter. She owns a historic B&B in town.
Way back in 1926, a local citizen named Herbert Sellner literally created it in his backyard garage kitchen, and it went on to live here and be a major piece of our manufacturing for over 80 years.
Sellner Industries sold its Tilt-A-Whirl business a few years ago to a company in Texas. Yet Faribault wanted to celebrate that heritage and draw people to its downtown. Thus, this pristine Tilt-A-Whirl car.
Everybody knows it. We always laugh. You either got sick on it, you had your first kiss on it, or it was maybe the first ride you ever went on.
For the uninitiated, Tilt-A-Whirl involves sitting in a cozy metal teacup that twirls around on a lazy Susan, Peggy Kylan.
It's on a sloped ramp type thing, so it's going up and down also, as well as spinning you.
Peggy had seen a few old Tilt-A-Whirl cars at a local salvage yard. One was about 60 years old.
Well, it was pretty beat up. It had a lot of dents. It was actually, the colors of it was pink and purple. It had just the bottom half. It did not have the bonnet. So all that had to be, they had to redo it all and put a bonnet on it.
The project got a boost when a TV show chose to refurbish it.
Things are more than just things on American Restoration.
Today, it's installed in front of Burkhart's Meyer's shoe store. It's clean and inviting, but static.
Wedding parties come and have their picture taken. Families just stop and pile out of the car and all squish into it and have their picture. So it's serving its purpose perfectly.
Tilt-A-Whirl is fun to look at, but it's better to ride. And the fairgrounds are right across town.
We are standing at the Rice County Fairgrounds right in front of the Tilt-A-Whirl.
And what are we about to do?
We are about to take a ride ourselves, and we're excited as can be.
And maybe you can describe the first time you were on a Tilt-A-Whirl.
Okay, I was probably, I would guess, 7 or 8 years old. I was on there probably with 3 or 4 of my brothers and sisters. And, of course, my brothers were great at twisting and twisting and twisting and twisting. So we were swinging and swinging, and I loved it.
So we should do some of that?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Here we go, kids.
Oh, man. I think if you move to Faribault, you have to ride one.
That's right.
It should be mandatory.
Any fair you go to, look for the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what do you think Sellner was thinking?
Oh, actually there is a there is a story that he actually put his son in a kitchen chair on top of the kitchen table and then wiggled the table around to see what the chair would do. That's a story.
And the kid obviously loved it.
Evidently.
Yep. And then he got a Lazy Susan, and he put him on that and twirled that,
really?
And the kid loved that even more.
Yeah?
All sorts of stories,
It was pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Exactly.
No, that's great.
Did great.
Did we scream louder than any other cup flying around?
Yes, you did.
How are your sea legs?
Oh, man, I love it. I could go again.
Thank you.
Woo!
For KFAI, I'm Diane Richard.